Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out tonight by going to Kurt Hoffman. He is on the line with us, and unfortunately, we just couldn't fit you in the studio here tonight. You do live in the Keene area, Kurt, and you are the man who's been in jail for about the past 6 weeks. You were released just a few days ago, and welcome out, and welcome to Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm on the best radio show in the world.
Oh, thank you so much. So, Kurt, why did you move to New Hampshire?
For more freedom and less government, and pretty much that's it. And just to do what I can when I can to stop them.
Where'd you come from?
That place, that bad place down below, some call it hell, others call it Massachusetts.
So then in that case, would it be safe to say that you did get a slight increase in freedom just by making the move?
I did. However, as of late, it didn't seem that way. But yes, yeah. I did. However, the one thing that I used to live on Cape Cod, and the one thing that I see up here is that's similar to Cape Cod is that, and we have fairly low taxes down as far as property taxes down on the Cape are concerned. But the police presence there, as far as revenue generation is concerned, is equal, if not even more so, in New Hampshire, which is really, really something that that really frosts my donkey.
So you're saying there are possibly more cops up here than down in the Cape Cod area?
Well, yeah, of the revenue generation type, I would say. That's just observed. And I say revenue generation by, the statute enforcement stuff. I mean, with your incident with the couch, with all the police everywhere. They're everywhere. They stop people like mad up here. If you fart while you're driving, they will pull you over. It's insane. It's sickening.
I haven't experienced that personally, but I've been pulled over once and she didn't give me a ticket.
I'm fortunate I have not yet been pulled over, and I've been driving around up here with Florida plates.
Actually twice and no ticket.
So,
my hero, as far as driving is concerned, is Lauren Canario, who has drove for I think it was a little over 2 years with the Nevada plate that said Area 51 on it. I thought that was awesome.
It's funny.
So, so you made the move up here. When was that? Like a year ago?
Exactly a year ago today.
Oh wow! Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I've forgotten my number, but I don't really like numbers anyway.
So you made the move up with your lovely wife Auburn and your two little dogs. Unfortunately, I think you're down to one dog at this point because one of them passed away.
Yes.
But you came on up here and you got plugged in to the activist community here. And that's, for me, I mean, I didn't make the move to New Hampshire expecting to be more free necessarily, though certainly there are some things that are about it, about New Hampshire that are definitely more free than in other places. I made the move because I knew that there were activists here that loved liberty enough to actually pick up and move themselves to another place. They had to be the best in the world. And turns out I was right. Do you feel similarly?
I often say this to other people, and I truly believe I'm living a life second to none, and it is beyond my wildest dreams. The life I'm living here and the people I'm around, I'm just a tiny, tiny, tiny blip on the radar screen. The people who are here, I am literally living among my heroes, and I mean, from every different spectrum, every walk of life, there are so many different people, and there are so many things that are already established for people to get plugged into. I mean, you hear it all the time, and then, a lot of people want to come here and create their own thing, which is great, but, hey, there's so much stuff that is here already, and people can, I mean, there's so much going on up here. There's so many things you can get in the system, outside the system. There are so many things that people can get plugged into.
It is mind-boggling, and in many cases, you have to be choosy about what you end up going to do.
That's
something I've never experienced before. I mean, where I come from, I had to do everything I had to start everything, and there was nothing that I could just plug into. It was all stuff that I had to get rolling myself. And, you know, I can still do that here, as you say. People can still come here, and if they feel like what they want to see happen is not happening yet, they can start it. They can announce it, and other people will come on board. Now, of course, we're talking about the Free State Project. Kurt and myself and Mark, we all moved here. Nick, you didn't have to move. You were born and raised here.
No, I got lucky.
Yep. But we all made the move to New Hampshire. And as part of this organization, this movement, and I guess it's not really an organization because there's not a structure.
The organization is about moving people.
Yeah.
It's not about doing anything once you get there.
There's a board of directors of the Free State Project, but that's really the only organization that there is. And like any board of directors, they're fairly bureaucratic and slow at what they do.
Yeah. The board of the Free State Project probably not doing as much for liberty as the people that have signed and moved up here.
Right, exactly. So we made the move, and hundreds of other people have made the move so far. Eventually, thousands of people will be making the move to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. That's the purpose of the Free State Project. And I think that even though we're in the early, very initial stages of it, it has worked wonders so far. But Nick is somebody who's lived here his whole life. And I mean, would you say that I'm blowing it out of proportion here, Nick, saying things like it's worked wonders in the early
stages? It's been a game changer. I mean, there wouldn't be a vibrant liberty movement in the state of New Hampshire if it wasn't for the Free State Project. So it's worlds away from where it would be without hundreds of people moving into the state, and I'll say very active people moving into the state. It's not like people are just moving and just voting or doing a single protest,
yeah,
every couple months. That most of the people who have moved to date are very active, almost superhuman as far as activism goes. So I think it's had an incredible impact, and I'm optimistic about what the continued impact of the Free State Project is going to be as more people continue to make the move.
Before you go on, just stop right there, everybody who's listening. Are you optimistic about liberty in your state? This guy from New Hampshire sat here and just said he's optimistic about liberty in his state. Are you optimistic in yours?
So, Kurt, you've been through a lot in the last few months, several months, actually. We've been following your situation ever since way back in April, when you were arrested after showing concern for your fellow man, Sam, who is one of the co-hosts on this program, Sam Dodson from the Obscure Truth Network. He was being arrested for videotaping in a public lobby, and you and five other people elected to stay in that lobby even when the police agents ordered you to leave. You stayed there because, well, you were concerned. I mean, Sam was screaming from the other room, and they wouldn't let anybody in to actually monitor what was going on. So as a concerned individual, you decided to stay as close to his screaming as you possibly could, just to do what you could, what little you could in that situation, to monitor that. And for your efforts, you were arrested. You were charged with disorderly conduct, and that's kind of where your conflict, if you will, with the state, which you didn't ask for, they forced it upon you, began. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. That is completely accurate. As a matter of fact, we were blocked from leaving. I guess, there was an officer, I've forgotten his name off the top of my head, but his first name's Chris. He blocked the door from Richard, another one of the activists who are here, and myself, who are quite literally discussing where to go to find Sam afterwards and to make sure that we could get news to others who cared about him, as everyone does up here. People care very deeply about each other and their well-being. But the officer blocked the door, so we couldn't even go out the door at that point. And
yep.
we had pretty much decided where we were going to go at that point.
That's where everything got started, and I don't think the disorderly conduct trial has even completed yet. Is that correct?
December 30th now.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Do you have a little more time to tell us about maybe your experiences in jail and possibly take a call if one comes in for you?
anything.
All right, put you on hold. More with Kurt Hoffman here in moments. He spent 6 weeks of his life behind bars because he dared ask a judge to say please, among other things. We'll come back and tell his story. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this program, you can help support the show by voting for us over at the Podcast Awards. It's a once-a-year opportunity that we have to take home another podcast award. We've done it four times. This is the fifth opportunity. And we can be the only podcast to have ever won five podcast awards in a row. The only podcast to have won five podcast awards, period, I think. If you are voting, if you help us by voting for us at podcastawards.com, you scroll all the way down the page where the third, the political category is the third category from the bottom on the right side. You'll find Free Talk Live there. Select that, scroll down a little further, fill out the name and email address area, and submit it.
And you can do it every day.
Correct.
As I've said before, it bears repeating, I use this award that we have gotten four times up to this point. I say we're the best political podcast as awarded by PodcastAwards.com for 4 years running. And this will be the fifth year. I use it every single day, or at least work days, in the marketing of Free Talk Live. It is extraordinarily important. Please go vote every day at PodcastAwards.com.
Every day from now until the 30th. So you've got about another week left. As we continue here, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You're welcome to dial in if you've got a question for Kurt Hoffman. He's with us fresh out of jail. Kurt, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. I also, I wanted to, take a chance to say, you guys are part of the heroes I include. One of the things that happened, that you and Mark, both of you guys called in and, finally got, some medical attention to me that I needed, because of the, from being slammed up against the wall, when I tried to, get to my wife, I'm not going to be able to see her for 180 days, and that's all that's going through my mind, and they think I'm just going to go ahead and not want to be with my wife, and give her a hug and a kiss. I have no idea what's coming to me at this point in time. That's all that's on my mind. However, there was something, there's something to that as well. I did kind of mention a few things that I knew about Eli Rivera, who was the sergeant who prodded me into the wall and then immediately lied and told somebody came in the room, and I was in and out of consciousness about three times at that point in time. I really cracked my head and my neck on the wall.
You were handcuffed.
Oh, I was just in handcuffs, trying to get to my wife, and he immediately said he was trying to run away through that door over there.
As though I know where that door leads, and it either leads into the arms of more bailiffs or it leads into a secret stairwell. I mean, it's not like you would have been able to get very far as a handcuffed man. Even if you were actually booking it towards the door, it's not like you would have been too successful in that endeavor. And this guy, this police sergeant, absolutely used an excessive amount of force to put a stop to that. And it was, like you said, you weren't doing that. You were trying to hug your wife. Their story is the only one that anyone inside the system will believe. So it won't matter what you say, and it won't matter what your wife says. And of course, if they had done what they refused to do every single time, and that is allow other people, at least one other person, to come in and monitor this situation, then it's less likely. As more eyeballs are on these thugs,
if this sounds like conjecture to you, it's because it is. And why is it that there can't be an impartial, or at least an observer? I mean, obviously, how are you going to get impartial? You're not going to go drag somebody in off the street. But why isn't there an observer? And why do these cops not want to have video of them doing their job if they're doing the right thing?
Right.
Then what's the problem?
He did let Kurt's wife in, and I had attempted to give her my video camera in advance of her going in there, and he prevented her from entering with that video camera. So,
yeah, to Eli's credit, that was something he was not supposed to do, and he did. So, not saying he's any saint or any angel.
Yeah.
And I did kind of call him out. Not kind of. I did. I called him out on some things that I knew about him that I probably shouldn't have been known about him. And someone.
Uh-oh. Kurt, are you still there?
Not pretty much, but. Okay. Yeah, she shouldn't have been in there, but yeah, I absolutely agree. If they're going to have to do anything behind closed doors, have somebody in there.
Kurt, some people have made some bones about how you handled yourself in the courtroom, and inevitably there are always going to be critics. I mean, everybody is going to say they would have done things better, and until they come here and prove it, then, you know, from where I'm coming from, I don't think they have much to say. But that said, you know, everybody's a critic, and some people have been critical of that. But I would point out to those folks that, and we can talk more about what happened in court in a moment, but I would point out to them that had you never been arrested in the first place, obviously none of this stuff would have happened. Had they not aggressed against you because you, number one, cared about Sam Dodson enough to stay in the courtroom while he was screaming behind closed doors, they arrested you for that. Later on, you were arrested as you were driving to church in the morning back in the backwoods. They arrested you because you rolled through a stop sign when there was no one around. You made your own decision that you were driving safely and you weren't endangering anybody. You were pulled over and ticketed for that. That was one of the reasons why you were in court. And the other one was another traffic thing somewhere else in Nashville, which again didn't have a victim. There was nobody that was harmed. At no point for any of the charges that they brought you up on, Kurt, has there ever been a victim to actually charge you with anything. It's just been the state and their arbitrary rules that they're enforcing upon you. So had they not had this asinine system where they target people for revenue generation and they target people for obedience to silly nonsense laws that they just make up, then there never would have been a situation to where you would have gone into a courtroom and had to have and did what you did, which was, you know, you pissed off the man in the robe. And that's what I pissed him off, too, when I was in his courtroom. I spoke out of turn. He threw me in jail. He threw me in jail for 30 days for speaking out of turn. And then later on, when I didn't speak, when he asked me a question, he threw me in jail for another 30 days for that. And I forget what the third 30 days was for. This is a guy who, when you don't play by his little arbitrary rules, he throws you in a jail cell. I guess you probably didn't expect that it was going to be 180 days when you had gone into to the courts. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually, I don't know what I was expecting. I was very reactive, and yeah, sure, in hindsight, I could have done things a whole lot different, but...
well, you'll get the chance in a month, apparently.
Yeah. Well, when it comes down to it, I speak with Yadra, who was also another caged human being for a few days, and I know you've interviewed him. I actually just got done listening to the interview. There's a lot I'm trying to... refresh my memory and I trying to just see what's been going on since I've been in there, because the local newspaper is all you get, and they blocked the local newspaper from coming to interview me, because the only way I could have walked at that point in time was in a wheelchair, and they didn't want anybody to see the half bruise on the left side of my face and head, nor see me in the pain. But anyways,
hey Kurt, I'm telling you what, I'll put you on hold. We're gonna bring it back. Hang on, we're coming up with Kurt Hoffman. Your calls at 800-259-9231. What was it like on the inside? We'll get to that story in moments.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early-out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column. That's SACL CAI. As we go back to Kurt Hoffman, who is with us, he is one of the hundreds of liberty-oriented people that has made the move, picked up his life where he was, and he happened to come from Massachusetts, and made this. It was relatively easy to get here, Kurt, unlike some people that are, I guess next year there's a whole caravan of people coming out from California, which I think is particularly awesome. But nonetheless, you made the move, and it's still important that that you're here. You were ended up being targeted by the police because you showed concern. You showed that you cared for somebody that they were victimizing at that time, and they arrested you for showing concern. Then they also targeted you later as you were rolling through a stop sign, which was a completely safe activity at the time and place that you were at. They decided to go after you for that. And there was some other traffic violation. I forget what was the one in Nashua?
Well, that one is supposedly over. That was when I was with Yadra. We were in a rental car, and the reason we were pulled over is because, you know, we do what we do in Keene all the time is we drive by and we film the cops. Just as even, you know, every little thing, we stick the camera outside just to remind them that we're watching them. But apparently in the lousy neighborhood we were in Nashua, and I say lousy because I believe it's the it's pretty bad. It's near the courthouse, surprisingly. But we were filming the two cops who just going down the road. They told us reckless driving. They said they had all kinds of a whole litany of charges. Mm-hmm. Of course, none of them they were a victim for, except for Yadra, who they beat up, practically beat up. They pushed around. Apparently, that stuff doesn't go well. The filming of the cops thing over there. Because I had my dog on my lap is why they did the reckless driving thing, I guess. But we're probably going at the most 10 miles an hour.
It's not a big dog. It's a little dog, and it would not be hard to... I mean, it would not even reach, I don't think, the steering wheel. It's not like you had a problem.
It's certainly not reckless.
He's a 15-pound Shih Tzu.
They might be able to go with careless, but this whole... The way they just, you know, pile charges up or anything right. like this, and it's really... You pointed it out. It's because you were filming them, and that's certainly understood.
Yeah, they actually, they did actually admit that. I think that it was interesting because we actually got a judge, and I didn't even know this going into the courtroom at that time in Nashua. We actually got a judge that was halfway reasonable. He actually had the patience, he had the patience to listen to me, and I spoke about the confusion and the endless rules and that they were, you know, that this is obviously they were aggressive. Now, this judge, I can't think of his name at the moment, which I kind of regret, but I'm kind of grateful to him because he did spend the time listening, and everything was, I believe it was dismissed at the end. I still don't even understand the whole thing, and I really don't care to go into the whole deal and figure it all out.
But, so that part is over with, but the reason why you were in court 6 weeks ago, the beginning of October, was because of the so-called disorderly conduct arrest for when you were concerned about Sam's well-being and the rolling through the stop sign. Those were the two things that you were facing?
Correct, absolutely.
And now those have been postponed until December 30th for another trial because you ended up getting thrown in the jail cell for a 180-day sentence on a contempt of court finding. And because essentially, now I actually wasn't there. Unfortunately, I arrived just a couple minutes too late to see everything that happened. By the time I got in there, things had heated up, and they arrested you shortly thereafter. But apparently... Did you pull a cookie from your hat and start eating it in the courtroom?
Yep. Well, I was hungry.
God. See, now, I've got to say that some of the antics, I don't know whether they're necessarily called for or not, but I can tell you what wasn't called for was throwing you to the ground while handcuffed.
Yeah, or 180
days. That's where I got involved.
Say again, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree with Mark on all counts. And incidentally, thank you, Mark, for being so tenacious in calling the jail. They really, when they came to get the medical release forms signed and had your name and Ian's name and my wife's name and the chiropractor's name and everybody's name on it, they were rolling their eyes. They just couldn't take it anymore. They looked like you guys called incessantly, and that's how they were so driven crazy by you, and thank you for that.
Sure, Kurt. Now, something's been, when I had a meeting with the guy that runs the jail there, he said, and he was able to speak freely about your medical records, and I'm going to speak freely about them now, so don't bring the feds
absolutely.
In on me. He said that the doctors weren't able to find anything wrong with you, and I know that people are talking about it. I want it addressed. What do you have to say?
Well, if you can explain the double vision, if you can explain the fact that when I got on the balls of my feet, I was in excruciating pain, like I had two swords going up the sides of my back and to the tip of my skull all the way up my neck as soon as I got on the balls of my feet. That was pretty unbearable. I had to be medicated. I did go for about just under 10 days without taking anything. I finally had to, I had to take something in there, because I was just getting beaten down because the pain was bad. My vision is now almost all the way back.
That's great news.
I'm having a hard time focusing. I'm not driving. I have been standing. I'm pushing myself to walk around a little bit. We do not know what's wrong, and yeah, it's probably one of those things that are probably weird, but it's probably a pinched nerve, and I am seeking medical help now for it. I'm going to say that what I think will probably happen is if I can have a little meet for a sit down with Eli Rivera. One of the reasons, you know, they didn't press any charges against me, which are incidentally, I think, 3 to 7 years for fleeing in their world.
Hmm.
So oddly enough, they didn't press any charges on me for that. And
yeah.
I guess that's because my wife was in the room, but I'd like to have a little sit down, with Eli. I haven't initiated anything yet. But I believe
this is the guy that attacked you, by the way, just for our listeners that didn't know.
Yeah. And I'd like to believe he would be man enough to, volunteer, to pay any medical expenses that I have. And I believe, he probably will. And I'm hoping he will. I don't think that. I do. I don't think he is an entirely evil human. What he does and the system that's there, I believe, it defies anything humane. It just makes people into and gives people who have the predisposition for a little violence or to push people around or what I call power issues the ability to, you know, just let that go.
Well, I'm glad that you have an explanation for the reason that you believe that Eli Rivera will pay for your medical bills and that you've been dropped in your head recently. And, you know, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, I think it'll be great. I hope I hope that you get the meeting. I think it'd be very interesting, and I hope that other people are invited to come along. Maybe videotape it. I think that that could be fun too.
Well, I think that I'd like to do it, you know, quietly. And because of one of the things that I did with him was I did call him out, and I did say some things to him that were, you know, I said it in the heat of the moment, which were, you know, dealing with my own anxiety, and broken confidence. And that is something I always, try and, I've always subscribed to, you know, we don't share things, you know, just, that are private and confidential. But, and so I'd like to be able to have a heart to heart with them is what I really want to do.
Okay. You want to apologize?
Yeah.
Yeah, without recordings, without anything.
Okay.
I want to see.
Well,
I don't necessarily want to apologize. I'd like to explain things and get to the bottom of things and maybe see if we can enlighten each other.
Let's see if we can, let's touch on jail when we come back. More with Kurt Hoffman in a moment. Questions for him at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, join our Facebook group there, and it's free, of course. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. It's this radiographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. I watch him on a pretty regular basis, at least weekly. I'll catch up on my YouTubes, and he's right there. You can go subscribe to him at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Kurt Hoffman. He is one of the heroic activists that has picked up his life and moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it is not an easy process, that is for sure. And it's a long road that is ahead of us because certainly the New Hampshire is not a free state at this point. There's a lot of very, very unfree things that go on here. And unfortunately, Kurt, you were targeted by the people in the system. And they put you in a jail cell for 180 days because, well, the man in the robe in the courtroom did not really like very much how you were handling yourself in there. And he's that's just what he does. He lashes out in very violent ways at people who have not been violent, and you were not. You got a little bit hungry in there, so you grabbed a cookie out of your hat to eat in the court, and he didn't like that very much. And then I guess he didn't like it when you asked him to say please when he was demanding that you come up front and sit down at the defendant's table. I didn't think that was unreasonable at all personally, but apparently he decided that he could not say please because he didn't want to treat you like a fellow human being. And as a result of that, he decided to hit you with one contempt of court charge with a 180-day sentence, which is different from what he did to me. For me, it was three contempt of court charges with 30 days apiece. So all completely arbitrary, all based on his whims.
So when you get this contempt of court charge, which you got, Kurt, they give you this opportunity to allocate or something like that.
The right of allocution.
Allocution.
Whatever. One would assume one has to allocate when one has the right of allocution.
Allocution.
So what do you got to do? You got to go in there and say, "I'm sorry for asking you to say please." How does that work?
Well, as far as what I understand, and I'm no legal genius, the right or right of allocution or whatever they call it is the chance to explain your actions and not necessarily to really do anything else. That's in their world. Of course, they don't have to explain theirs. They think it's already done in some book that you were supposed to have studied and begged to have guide your and rule your lives since you are walking on the planet in their presence.
Right.
So you were put in jail, and it was at that point that the activist network really kicked into effect. As you were pointing out, Mark was Johnny on the spot and making sure that they tried to get you some sort of medical treatment. And really, that's what it takes. It takes people on the outside to care in order for people that are on the inside of a jail cell to be treated in a more humane fashion, because most people that are in there are forgotten about, or they just have a handful of people maybe on the outside, maybe their direct family members who are concerned for their well-being, but most people don't know what to do about their loved ones being put in there. You were locked in. You stayed in there for about 6 weeks until they finally decided to let you out after you did as I did with the robed man and groveled a bit in front of him, which is that's what he wants. So he let you out. So thank goodness it wasn't 180 days. It ended up being, what, 47 or something like that? Do you recall?
49.
49. So 49 days.
And not a moment left.
Yep. So tell me about your experience in there. First of all, what kind of people were you coming across? Were they violent killers? Were they, you know, dangerous rapists? Who are these guys?
Actually, one of the guys I met in there, and his name's Mike, he has a family, two daughters, a son. He's got grandchildren. He went to work as a machinist, made about 77 grand a year, take care of the family, paid his taxes. He decided back in 2001, he wasn't going to, renew some license or something because he had some ticket or something that he didn't pay and it became a suspension. And so, he had to, because he decided to drive down the street to go to work to make a living to better the lives of his family, and contribute to the world, he was pulled over. He was given a heads up about his, they call him a habitual offender. He's a sweetheart of a guy. I met him in there, and he was just one of many guys that in there. There were probably about two people in there that I would say were any possible danger to anyone. However, there was a Baldessaro who was in the. I happened to witness him being there. Who was? I guess he'd ripped off some local businesses.
I heard about that guy. That was the guy that actually went into a local business or two and posed as though he was a federal agent to try to, I guess, jack money from people because they were intimidated by that. So he was engaging in fraud, basically. So you were in there and you found out, like, we were actually, Mark and I sat down with the superintendent of the prison there, and he admitted to us. He admitted that like 40 to 50% of the people in there are in there for either drug, so-called crimes, or for violations of probation, which, you know, is just a bunch of nonsense because the probation.
I think there were drug possession was what he had said.
You're not even talking about selling at that point. Right.
And I think that, you know, he's on our side that those people shouldn't necessarily be in there, and that there are better ways to deal with.
That's only on the issue. That is specifically on that issue. I do not believe him to be any kind of saint whatsoever. He's definitely on the aggressors team.
Well, he was of the opinion that many people should be, on house arrest and things like that. My experience in talking to him on film was, that's what he said. That's all I can,
House arrest and all those things that give you this 24-hour you know, a GPS article or any of those things. You have a curfew at 9 or 10 p.m., probation. All those things are designed to get people back in the system and keep people in the system. It is a that's what probation has been designed for. I don't
Absolutely.
Care what people say its original intention is, but I've seen half the people, if he's talking about 40 to 45, 50% of the people in there shouldn't, you know, are on their drugs or something silly like that. It's more like 95% of the people who were in there for statutory things. There were two that were in sting operations for pedophilia in the place I was in called the MPR, which is a multi-purpose room, is where Sam was. But all that stuff is statutory. It is. It's all there's. It's
right. You used the term pedophilia, and I recall one of those guys' stories. It was allegedly a 14-year-old boy that he thought he was going to meet. So that, to my definition, is not pedophilia. That pedophilia is something that has to do with children, and a 14-year-old boy, in my opinion, is not a child.
Now, Kurt, you can agree on that all you want. I think the best advice is to stay away from 14-year-old boys if you're a grown man.
Well, anyway. Well, Kurt. So when you were in there for the 49 days. Were there people on the outside that were getting in touch with you via mail?
Yes, I do believe there was. My mail was mostly open for the most part by the time I got there. They held some of it back. I'm certain they disposed of some of it. I did, however, thanks to Mike Barsky at mail2jail.com, which is an awesome, awesome, amazing tool. I heard from so many people. I sometimes regretted getting mail in there so much because a lot of the other guys are just forgotten about in there, sadly, who have not done anything to harm anyone else.
That's the difference. That's one of the major differences in what happens when you go to jail in New Hampshire as an activist for liberty as compared to anywhere else around the country. Here, you've got people and people around the country, I'm sure, send you mail, if not from around the world. But here you've got people that are paying attention, people that are concerned about you, people that are looking to, you know, to do their best to keep your spirits up. I was there at least once when they came out to visit you, when we came out to visit. And, of course, there were also some jail demonstrations that went on outside as well. And there were regularly several people, multiple people there waiting to see you when you were given the opportunity to be seen. And, of course, mail coming in from mail-2-jail.com. I sent them a fairly decent contribution after that when they had their one-year anniversary. It's great that Mail to Jail has been going on so long now, and it's been so useful. So, Kurt, any final thoughts? We're about to run out of time here for our audience.
It was all a learning experience, and I hope that, if I had to be the, there are a lot of us that are here, the early movers that have come here. We are going to have to make the biggest sacrifice, and that was, I believe, from one of the letters that Karen Lupo from LCL Report sent me.
Hopefully people will be showing up sooner rather than later. Kurt, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight.
Great.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.